Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Cindy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
There we go. We're very excited to have you, of course, to get to know more about you and your partnership with CyberBacker. But before we head on to that, how long have you been with CyberBacker, Cindy?
Oh, gosh. December of 2020 is when we hired Lori, and then exactly 1 year later, Justin came on. So we have two CyberBackers.
Gosh, two CyberBackers at the helm. So basically, over 3 years now in the partnership. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yes. Now, was this your first time to work with someone virtual then? Was it first time with CyberBacker?
Yeah, it's the first time that we've ever worked with anyone virtually. And one of our owners was a bowl coach with Keller Williams and had access to CyberBacker and brought it to us, and we thought it was a great idea.
There we go. Now, as a business owner, though, what were your initial thoughts about CyberBacker? I mean, about virtual leverage,
We weren't sure. You know, it's a new thing. Yet this, what really prompted this for us was, sadly, the pandemic. You know, you have a global pandemic, and everyone is working virtually, working from home, and we thought it would be a great opportunity to get someone on board that was highly skilled, knew real estate, and was very skilled at working remotely. So it was kind of like a guinea pig experiment, if you will. We wanted to dip our toe in the CyberBacker world and did that in December of 2020.
Now, was it a big change for you at all? Did you have to cope with it a lot, or not really a big change for you? Was it hard to get used to working with someone virtual?
No, not at all. Not at all. We had the preconceived notion that, we're going to give this a try. We're going to give it our all. Fingers crossed. And I'm going to say within a week, Lori had put all those fears to rest. And, you know, within the first month, we considered her to be a part of our team. We're a real estate team that calls ourselves a family. We're the Matt and Molly team, and we consider Lori and Justin to be a part of this team family.
Right there. I love what you mentioned there. Treat them like family, part of the team, part of the family. Now, talk to me more about both CyberBackers and what's it like working with them every day, personality-wise, things like that.
Well, it's wonderful. They are unbelievably friendly. We'll jump in. We like to make jokes. They will jump right in with the jokes. And our biggest sadness is that we can't meet them personally. I think everybody on the team would like to give them a hug, but they are so eager to learn, so eager to assist, willing to take on new tasks. And this year in particular, we've made some changes and they have jumped right in and have continued to help us grow and systematize and continue to perform at a very high level.
It's just having people that you can trust right there, just your CyberBackers just being there to back you up whenever you need the help, of course. Now, how about tasks though, for both, for Lori, for Justin? Talk to me about that. What does their normal days look like with you?
Oh, wow. And it's changed as of December the 1st. Wow. One of the great things that we've discovered about CyberBacker and about Justin and Lori in particular is that we lost an administrative staff person here in the office December 1st. And that initially we had some trepidation. Mm-hmm. And then we thought, okay, this is a great time for us to realign the administrative side, the operations side of things. And we did that. And Lori now is task-oriented and driven around the seller side of the business, and Justin does the buyer side. We've changed their tasks. We've increased their tasks. We've streamlined their tasks, and they are critical to us because I asked them to shoot straight with me. And so I said, you know, we're going to try this. If you think there's a better way to do it,
let us know. Tell
me, because it's not written in stone. And they have been so willing to give and take, share their thoughts, and to help us become better.
Gosh, right there. The communication between you, your cyber backers, is very, very important, right? Now, any other pieces of advice? For sure, there are other business owners listening to us right now would want to dive in to the virtual world. So aside from communication, clear communication with your cyber backers, what else does a business owner have to do to make sure that a virtual partnership is going to be successful?
I would just say be open to looking at things from a different perspective and to looking at growing your business in a different way. One of the great things that we have found about CyberBacker is not only did Justin and Lori have great training before we ever hired them, when we went to hire a second one, they were very open about letting Lori be in on that interview process, because we trusted Lori to say who's going to fit with our team. So that was fantastic. And just really the additional training that they can get. We wanted to take on some new marketing tasks, and Justin was like, man, I really want to learn more about design. And he went to CyberBacker. They helped him do some online training. He brought it to us. He's now designing some of our marketing pieces.
Wow.
And keep telling him that he needs to make sure he's adding this to his own personal portfolio, because he did the design work. So it's been an amazing partnership. We could not be happier with both of Justin and Lori.
There's already a lot of success in the past few years. Imagine what more you and your cyber backers can do, let's say, for more years to come, right? That's going to be very exciting.
We're excited about it. And our goal is to just have an unbelievably successful year in the coming years. And the team decides that we're going to take a trip as a team, and we're going to meet Justin and Lori.
Never know, right?
They're
That's
awesome.
Going to be exciting, of course, getting to meet each other finally after working together for years. Now, this question is not specifically for your cyber backers, right? But specifically about virtual leverage. Have there been any challenges, though, with virtual leverage so far in the years that you've been working with CyberBacker?
No, the only challenge that we have had since we changed some things December the 1st is they're taking on tasks and roles that might involve them picking up the phone and interacting with a client that it would be hard for all parties. And so we just kind of, again, with their help, changed the way we look at that, and it's made us more productive. But as far as challenges, I'm going to be honest and say there hasn't been one.
No challenges.
It's been really smooth. And the key is having open communication. CyberBacker calls me every month. How are they doing? What can we help you with? Is there any other training they need? And all I can say every month is they're awesome. And yay, you know, we're glad we did this.
Gosh. The way you talk about your cyber backers and the partnership you had with them just feels like you've been working for not just 3 years, but more, even more than that, because you've already created such a strong partnership, strong relationship with your cyber backers. Now, over 3 years now partnered with them, with CyberBacker, what's been the biggest impact of virtual leverage in the business so far?
Oh, wow. The biggest impact. I mean, there have been several. The biggest impact, looking directly at the team and looking directly at the staff and the agents, is how fast they're able to get things done, and the client service, that our level of communication and the speed with which we respond to something is unbelievable. And you know, we'll get a Google review that will say, Justin was so fast getting me everything I needed. They don't realize that he's a CyberBacker, but they're calling them by their first name and including them as part of the team. So I think client service and the speed of communication has improved.
Gosh, I'm already excited to talk to you, probably maybe after another year, a few more months, just to check up on you and Lori and Justin, of course, how's the growth of the partnership. But before we go, obviously, we're going to be having this on social media. Your cyberbackers, Lori, Justin, are going to be able to listen and watch this. Now, before we go, I want to give them a quick shout out on the show. Any messages you'd like to give out?
Oh, my gosh. And they are. I told them I was doing this and they said, what's the link? What's the link? And I said, I have no idea. I'm just going to say to anybody listening and to Lori and Justin personally, we love you both. And we would do this all over again. They are so important to this team. Best decision that we've made as far as a business.
Gosh, love that. We're very, very excited to see the continued success and the growth of this partnership. And of course, Cindy, I know you're very busy, so we really appreciate you being on the show. Really appreciate it. I'll talk to you real soon, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website, www.cyberbacker.com, and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.